Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield and it is Friday, the 5th of January. Significant to me because this is the big conclusion of a 2-week series that we've been doing since Christmas Day of 06 on 12 steps to a good year. I am completely sold on the idea that the Bible tells us there are things that we can do to fashion our lives, to fashion the future. Doesn't mean we're God, doesn't mean we're in charge of destiny. It does mean that our obedience, our attitudes, our approach to Jesus shapes our lives. And right here at the beginning of 2007, I'm convinced, based on God's word, that if we will do the very things God's word commands, that we can shape this year and make it, I believe, the best year of our lives. That's what Derek has been teaching us. Now, at the first segment of our time together today, Derek is going to be reviewing the first 5 of the 12 let us statements of the book of Hebrews. It's let us fear, let us be diligent, let us hold fast the confession of our faith, let us draw near to the throne of grace, and let us press on to maturity. Listen, this is powerful stuff, and it can change our year, making us more a people pleasing to God, a people of greater prosperity and kingdom impact. I think this is going to be a great time for us. So I want you to please now have something to write with, take notes, listen, rehearse these things on the website at derekprince.org and get these truths into your life. Even if you're joining us for the first time in this whole series, today as we review is the perfect time to begin to get introduced to these principles. So let's listen now as Derek talks to us about 12 steps to a good, and again, I would say a great, year.
Review is an essential part of all successful teaching. I believe that this review that I'm going to go through with you today will help to imprint these resolutions on your mind and make them a real part of your life from now on, so that this year that we've just entered will be a really successful and blessed year for you. All right, here are the 12 let us resolutions from Hebrews. Number 1, let us fear. Therefore, let us fear, lest a promise remains of entering his rest, any of you should seem to have come short of it. That's the attitude. It's an attitude of reverent respect for God and his requirements. It's not slavish fear. God has not given us that spirit of slavish fear, but it's an attitude of reverence and respect for God, and it's the opposite of self-confidence and presumptuousness. Let's lay aside all self-confidence and presumptuousness. The second, let us be diligent. Hebrews 4:11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall through following the same example of disobedience. Let us fear leads to let us be diligent. We're not presumptuous, we're not self-confident, we're not negligent. We take things seriously. As it were, we roll up our spiritual sleeves and we go to work. I quoted 2 verses in this connection from Proverbs 10. One was, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The other was, the hand of the diligent maketh rich. We've got to put those two together to get the blessing of the Lord. It's his blessing on one hand, but on the other hand, it's our diligence that receives his blessing. The third, let us hold fast the confession of our faith. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. I pointed out that it's our confession that relates us to Jesus as our high priest. We have to say the right thing with our mouth. We have to make the words of our mouth agree with God's written word. And every time we make the right confession, we say it out boldly in faith, Jesus is obligated by his eternal faithfulness to make sure that our confession is fulfilled. He's the high priest of our confession. We make it, and then we have to hold it fast. Number 4, let us draw near to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We're to come to the throne where Jesus sits as King, King of the universe, with all authority and power. He wants to help us. But we've got to be humble and acknowledge our need of help. We're told to come for mercy and for grace, not for justice, not for a due reward for our merits, but because we need Him, because He's faithful, because He invites us. Therefore, we can come with confidence, even in the time of need, even when the situation's desperate, even when we think there is no source of help, there is help if we come to that throne of grace. The fifth, let us press on to maturity. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity. I pointed out that there is no room for remaining static in the Christian life. The Christian life is not a seat, it's a path. The path of the just is as the light of dawn, which shines more and more to the full day. So if we're in that way of righteousness and of faith, we've got to be moving on. And our goal is maturity. It's to be fully grown up. It's to become complete men and women in Christ. And in that context, I pointed out the only alternative is very sad. It's arrested development. It's remaining forever spiritual infants, always tossed to and fro, never stable, never mature. So let's press on together.
You know, of all of these principles, they really are summarized in the phrase, let us press on to maturity. You know, as I made the shift from 2006 to 2007, even though I'm 48 years old, I made a decision. I'm in the process even now of making a decision. I want to move on from whatever immaturity still besets my life, any childish ways, any ways that are inappropriate to the purposes of God. Let us press on to maturity. This is our banner for 2007. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever, if you maintain a positive, word-based focus. Now, Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are in the middle of a recap of Derek Prince's 12-part teaching called 12 Steps to a Good Year. I cannot wait to apply these to my life. I have been applying these to my life. This is good stuff. Even if you've just dialed onto this radio station, you've got to hear what Derek is talking about. And we'll talk about how you can catch the rest of these teachings a little bit later. So let's listen as Derek Prince talks to us about 12 steps for a good year.
Let's press on together. Number 6, let us draw near to the most holy place. Hebrews 10:19-22. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, let us draw near with a sincere heart. We have to put those two verses together. When it says, let us draw near in this context, it's let us draw near to the most holy place. Earlier, we were exhorted to draw near to the throne of grace. That was to come for help. But now we're invited to go right into the holy place, the place of God's own immediate presence, the place where God sits on the throne. And we're invited to share the throne with him. Jesus is the forerunner. He's gone before us. He is the new and living way. He died, he was buried, he rose again, and he was raised up into the glory of the Father. And as we're identified with him in each one of those successive experiences, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension into glory, we find that we've come into the most holy place. We are entitled to draw near to that holy place, to enter in. The Scripture exhorts us to do it. The seventh resolution is, let us hold fast our confession without wavering. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. This, of course, goes very closely together with the previous one, let us hold fast the confession of our faith. But two very important words are added. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. Why do you think that without wavering is put in? You remember I asked you that? The answer is because there'll be a lot of things that'll come along that would make us inclined to waver. There'll be a lot of pressures. There'll be times of darkness. There'll be times when everything seems to have gone wrong and it seems that things are not working out. What are you going to do then? Are you going to quit? Or are you going to hold fast without wavering? Make up your mind as you listen to me now that next time that happens, you'll not be a quitter. But you will hold fast without wavering, for he is faithful who promised. You may not see him, you may not feel him, he may seem to be far from the scene, but he's still there and he's still faithful. The eighth resolution, let us consider one another. Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. Let us consider one another, that's the release from self-centeredness. I said that a self-centered person is never a happy person. They're never fully content. There's always something missing in their life. Even though they may have everything that the world seems to offer, we can never find true peace and true inner rest as long as we're centered in ourselves. And so one very practical remedy is to consider one another, to invest our lives in others, to provoke others to love and good deeds. I think one of the key scriptures today is in Galatians 6, by love, serve one another. Put others first. Be more interested in them. You'll get a wonderful response from them, and you'll get release from your own self-centeredness at the same time. The ninth resolution, let us run with endurance the race. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The Christian life is like a race. It's a course marked out ahead of us. There's a goal and there's a prize. But if we're going to achieve the goal, if we're going to win the prize, we've got to run the race with the right attitude. We've got to run it with endurance. We've got to hold out. And to do that, we have to go into training. The 10th resolution, let us show gratitude. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, that we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. I expect the relationship between gratitude and grace. Having grace will always be expressed in being thankful. God expects us to appreciate what he does and to express our appreciation verbally. Resolution number 11, let us go out to him outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Hence, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. That means identifying ourselves not just with Jesus, but with his cross, being willing to recognize that this world is not our home, that there's always a price to pay to be a Christian. We cannot lead the Christian life and reject the principle of the cross. The cross means death to self and death to the world. Finally, the 12th resolution, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15, through him let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. Praise is the natural outcome of the previous 11 resolutions. It also sets the seal upon them and makes them sure.
You know, I have to review these 12 statements, and I want you to just let them flow through your mind. If you've been with us every single minute, they'll bring up, just me saying these words will bring up what Derek has been talking about. And if you've just joined us 5 seconds ago, you'll know that this is what Derek's been teaching us. He's been talking about how to fashion a great 2007 from the 12 let us statements of the book of Hebrews. Here they are. Listen, let us fear. Let us be diligent. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith. Let us draw near to the throne of grace. Let us press on to maturity. Let us draw near to the most holy place. Let us hold fast our confession without wavering. Let us consider one another. Let us run with endurance the race. Let us show gratitude. Let us go outside to him outside the camp. And let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. These attitudes, these keys, really, to a great year are also, of course, the core keys to the Christian life. And I want to read something that that really, I think, is at the core of this entire teaching. It's something that Derek said that's so powerful. Resolutions determine attitudes. Attitudes determine approach. And approach determines outcome. Are you making the kind of resolutions that are going to create an outcome in 2007 that changes your world? That's possible. Let's do it. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever if you maintain a positive, word-based focus. Now, Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I hope that you have been with us for the entire 2 weeks of this really wonderful series that Derek Prince has been teaching us called 12 Steps to a Good Year. He's built that teaching out of the 12 Let Us statements out of the book of Hebrews, and it's just been wonderful. Now, with me in the studio today is David Holland, who's not only one of the producers of the show, but our good friend and brings such great perspective. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Well, I'm also a guy who's just being really blessed by this teaching.
Good.
I'm not a guy who's needed a 12-step program in the past by the grace of God, but here's a 12-step program that I can actually sink my teeth into. And I've always really appreciated the book of Hebrews anyway, but Derek's been opening it up to us in really, really fresh and exciting ways. And these let us statements have been real challenges for me. As here's on the very front end of a year I want to make a better one than I've ever had before. It's been really exciting and challenging at the same time.
You know, we you and I talked yesterday about how people can give testimonies and how they can write in and let us know what God's doing in their lives. I suspect that as our listeners apply these 12 truths, these 12 let us statements, that we're going to hear some good things in this coming year. And in fact, I'd like for us to get set for that and really be ready to report some of those great testimonies that should come pouring in.
Anybody who has listened to the program for any length of time at all knows that this longer format allows us to share testimonies in an expanded, detailed way. And we have time to chat with folks on the phone and explore their stories and explore how God has worked in their lives and use the teaching that's come through Derek in their lives. And we would like to have more of those in the future. That's why we really need to hear from folks, and that's why we so appreciate receiving those written or emailed testimonies, and then we can follow up on them if necessary. So while we're talking about it, why don't we just let people know how they can contact the ministry and share a praise report, a testimony? You can write us at P.O. Box 19501, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. That's P.O. Box 19501, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. Or you can throw us an email online. Just go to derekprince.org and click the email link there and send us a note. And we would really, really appreciate hearing from you. And if you have a question or if you'd like to share a gift with the ministry, we're always happy to receive your phone calls. You can call us at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261 here in the United States. Or for our friends in Canada who hear this program as well, they can call 888-737-0771.
You know, Dave, you're talking about gifts, and I have to tell you that having pastored for 20 years or more, I'm just not that hesitant about asking people to support and to give large amounts of money. I believe in the gospel. I believe God prospers us so that we can sow into the gospel. I believe a generous people prospers. It's all biblical. And so I want to talk about that for just a few moments. How can people who are listening to the show right now invest in Derek Prince Ministries in such a way as to see this amazing teaching go further than it's ever gone before?
Well, first of all, here's the biblical principle. You'll find it in Galatians 6:6, which says, share every good thing with those who teach you the word. That's talking about material resources. It's interesting that the very next set of verses is, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Then it talks about life or destruction. Clearly, because the verse that precedes that is talking about sharing good things with those who teach you the word. That's sowing to life so that you can reap a harvest of life. So that's the principle involved here. Anyone who is ministered to by this program, who finds the teaching of Derek Prince a blessing, it's absolutely biblical and thoroughly appropriate for them to share gifts of support for this ministry. So that two things can happen. We can continue bringing it to them, and we can expand it and bring it to others so that they can be blessed as well. That's that outward focus that Derek has been encouraging us about all through the last 2 weeks.
And you know, Dave, we're not here to over-exalt a man. In fact, Derek would have been the most upset with us about that. But the reality is that I had the privilege of writing a biography of Derek Prince, which would just be a great way for people who are tuning in, maybe just learning about Derek Prince, to know about his life. But one of the things that's so fascinating about him is that while there are many people out there teaching the word and pastoring churches, Derek Prince's life really was as much a reflection of God's truths and God's grace as the actual teaching that he put in books and put on tapes. In other words, God almost called Derek to live out the truths that he was eventually going to teach. And so his life is a fascinating pageant of truth and risings and fallings and failures and accomplishments and kingdom advance. And it's just, I mean, I had the privilege of writing it, and I don't mean to extol the book from that perspective. I mean to extol the book from the perspective that Derek's life is absolutely one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen.
It's fascinating. It's inspiring. There's teaching that takes place in it. I encourage people to get it as well. The title is Derek Prince, A Biography. So if you're on the Derek Prince website and you're looking for it, or if you're on Amazon.com and you're looking for it, the title is simply Derek Prince.
Well, Dave, it's great to have you with us. Thanks so much for, in these last 2 weeks, really helping us understand not only how to communicate and connect with DPM, but also this urgency of giving at this time.
Oh, thank you.
And listen, we'll be back on Monday with another great series from Derek Prince. Be sure and listen to these last 10 days of teaching on DerekPrince.org. It's just such an incredibly strategic material for us as we launch into 2007. But that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own proclamation card outlining Derek's 12 Steps to a Good Year featured during this week's series. It's our special gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. The call and the proclamation card
are both free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.